So Bitcoin is a digital currency. You may have heard it referred to cryptocurrencies, and it's a rise of a new type of asset and type of money based on mathematics. We've been running CoinJar for about 4.5 years now, and we've seen lots of interesting price rises and falls as well over the 4 years. I think when we started, Bitcoin was just trading at about $100, and people were quite surprised that it managed to reach those heights. Subsequently, climbed to about just over $1,000, had about 3 years of easing, and we're back on the roller coaster, it seems.
So how popular is cryptocurrency trading in Australia?
I would say per capita, we're probably on the higher end. It's always hard to get numbers because of the semi-anonymous nature of cryptocurrency. But I think Australians with the type of risk appetite and technology penetration are among one of the highest users in the world per capita.
So your clients have been quite receptive at CoinJar to cryptocurrency, and they accept that there's just this volatility that's always going to be there?
Yeah, so initially when Bitcoin started coming to mainstream, people were looking at functions of Bitcoin, such as payments, transfers, and right now the narrative very much is a store of value or a speculative asset. So it's many things to many people, and the platform is still growing, improving. It's based on software as well. So there's always changes to the code and things coming up. But I think more than ever, people are using it as a speculative asset.
So most people would have heard of, if they've ever read into Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been a clever way for someone to almost instantly retire. But JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon and Ray Dalio of Bridgewater, amongst others, have called cryptocurrency trades, or particularly to Bitcoin, a fraud, a bubble. What in your experience makes you think that cryptocurrencies are not frauds?
Well, I think first of all, you can see the type of people working in the cryptocurrency industry. That may have changed with the price rise, but many people have been working really hard to find innovative solutions and use cases for cryptocurrency. So, looking at Silicon Valley, a lot of the smartest people there are working on crypto projects and now around the world. And, a lot of it is around efficiencies, money transfer, how can we make the finance system a lot more efficient using this new asset class. Obviously, there are a lot of things we don't know yet, but I guess that's part of the promise of what cryptocurrencies may be. But I can say definitely the industry has had a lot of smart money, a lot of venture capital money come in, and a lot of smart people working on products as well. So that's obviously trying to create value, and I guess it goes back to how can this be best used to benefit the public.
So talking about there in Silicon Valley, is that really the prime area of interest at the moment for these tech companies, actually investing in financial returns, if you like, of this new kind of digital investment?
I don't think so. It's financial returns as much as products based on cryptocurrency or blockchain technology. So, I mean, even JP Morgan have a very robust blockchain team, while the blockchain technology and Bitcoin are not exactly one and the same. Blockchain technology, which you may have heard mentioned, is actually based off Bitcoin technology. So even JP Morgan themselves are looking at this technology to try and make their trades and transfers more efficient.
So to my understanding, the value of Bitcoin is decentralized and based quite a lot on perception. So I guess my question to you, Mr. Tan, is Bitcoin as an investment really more of a roller coaster ride, where you have to wait for how other people look at cryptocurrency, and then when it gets negative reviews, just immediately sell it off? Is it that kind of an investment?
Yeah, correct in saying that the value of cryptocurrency is mainly based on supply and demand. Unlike a central bank, where they may make changes to the monetary supply, in Bitcoin, all the inflation is written in the code. So there's the amount of Bitcoin released into the public, and there are a finite amount of Bitcoins as well, and that's known to all parties. So it's only really supply and demand which influences Bitcoin price. So some people who believe longer term, a lot of them, you know, in the community, they call them Bitcoin holders, and those believe in the long-term success of it. And then there are the traders who attempt to profit off the swings. But the real question is, you know, how does this really benefit? And if it can bring that much transformative change to financial systems, it's definitely going to be worth maybe more than it is worth right now.
Well, one government that has been heavily critical of Bitcoin and all these cryptocurrencies is China. As I'm sure you're aware, Beijing recently banned trade of the Bitcoin permanently and may even look at creating its own version. What do you think, Mr. Tan, about these developments?
Yeah, they try and choose what they think is best, at least for the populace. And prior to this ban, China was very much one of the growth sectors in the Bitcoin ecosystem. A lot of Bitcoin mining, which is the processing behind Bitcoin, still goes on in China, and there's no indication that will change in the short term. But definitely not having Chinese users easily get on board to the Bitcoin ecosystem may be detrimental. But as I said, there are many other successful services can't be used in China, but are still extremely successful in other regions around the world.
Has that move in any way, do you think, impacted Australian interest in those cryptocurrencies?
Not really. I mean, if anything, it just shows that this is something that governments are thinking about. If you can make a government move or regulate in a certain way, I guess it just shows that, you know, it could be something a lot bigger and shows that, you know, there's a lot of promise in the technology. Maybe each implementation may not suit whatever regulatory regime.
So where do you see Bitcoin's value moving in 2018 and beyond?
Yeah, who knows where it will be, but definitely a lot of the projects that they're working on, alternative banking solutions, cheaper money remittance, some new ideas around digital contracts existing on the blockchain will definitely come online in the next 12, 18 months. And we'll have to see if those projects live up to the promise of Bitcoin and other digital tokens.
Exciting times ahead. Asher Tan, CEO of CoinJar, thank you for joining me.